Got Something to Say, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio Adrian Glisson. She's the executive director of the Children's Music Workshop. How you doing, Adrian?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Wonderful. How you been? I haven't seen you for a long time, and we want to catch up about the Children's Music Workshop. Tell us what you do as the executive director of the Children's Music Workshop, and what is the Children's Music Workshop?
Sure. Well, the Children's Music Workshop has been around since like the late 90s, and we put on big musical productions. So we're known for our large productions that we put on. Our spring and fall shows, which are grades 1 through 12, usually have about 70 kids per show. They're so much fun for everyone. But what we also do in the summer is Teen Stock, and that is specifically for students grade 7 through age 20. And so the content's a little more mature, not over the top, but a little more mature. Kind of preparing our teens for kind of the next step in performing.
So how often would you say, how often do you put on performances then? Several times a year then?
Or? So we have three big performances a year. We've got our spring and fall shows, which are, again, the grades 1 through grade 12. And then we've got the big summer teen stock. And then we also have summer workshops that we do. This year we're doing 3 weeks of 101 Dalmatians Kids. And also we have what we call our University Week, which is an intensive week for music, dance, and drama for kids grade 6 through age 20 as well.
That's awesome. Now, you've got one coming up on July the 12th, and I know it's a little ways off yet, but it's really piqued my interest because I'm a news guy. And so you're doing Newsies. Tell us a little bit about Newsies, and then I want you to introduce who you brought into the studio with.
Sure, sure. So Newsies, it's a kind of a turn-of-the-century play about Newsies, the kind of orphan kids that sold newspapers around the time to make money for themselves, and just kind of them banding together, and it's just a fun show.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
Lots of great music, lots of great dance numbers.
Now, is this the Disney's Newsies?
Okay.
I just want to make sure that it was clear because I've seen a performance of this quite a while ago, I guess. This goes back. This has been around for a while, hasn't it?
Production? It's been around for a while, but CMW was so excited to be able to do this, especially for Teen Stock. We literally got the rights for it the day they were available through MTI. We wanted to do this one so badly. So,
and when you say the rights to do it, you have to apply for what, the permit or a license, and pay probably a pretty heavy royalty to be able to perform something like
this?
Yes,
yes. You go through, the company we went through was Music Theater International. You go through them, you apply.
Sure.
They have a little formula to whether or not it's okay if you can perform the show those dates, and then you pay a royalty fee based on what you're going to sell the tickets for, how many people are probably going to come, what time of year it is, all of that kind of stuff.
So it's coming up on July 12th through the 14th, and I'll run down the dates and the times and where you can get tickets and everything. But you're partnering with Lake Michigan College this summer, though, right?
Yeah, this is new for us, and we're really excited about it. We do a lot of stuff at Lake Michigan College, and we've just made this great relationship over there. Our fall shows are usually there on the main stage. Last year, we did all of our summer teen stock workshops, university, all at Lake Michigan College. And, then we kind of just decided, hey, we like each other, and we think that this can work if we work together. So instead of this being CMW Teen Stock Newsies, it's CMW Teen Stock and the Lake Michigan College Performing Arts Department putting this on entirely, which is really great for all of us.
And you brought along a representative from Lake Michigan College.
I did. I brought Chris Zook with me today, who is also the music director for Newsies.
Awesome.
Hi there.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well.
Welcome. And I know it's been a year, but welcome to the area.
Oh, thank you.
You've only been around for about a year or so.
Yeah, I came here at the end of August from out on the East Coast. I was in the suburbs of New York City. So Newsies is actually, kind of taking me back to my old stomping ground.
Yeah.
And I'm having a great time here in Southwest Michigan.
Well, it's great that, you know, Lake Michigan College partners with CMW, the Children's Music Workshop, to put this together. So what's it like to try to, have you done something like this in the past, or you've partnered with an organization such as this?
Lake Michigan College has been a longtime supporter of Children's Musical Workshop. Last summer, we had our own summer theater camp, and it was just sort of a no-brainer that we put, you know, it's like the old ad with the chocolate and the peanut butter. You put them together, and good things happen. So
again, you piqued my interest with the Reese's Pieces.
There you go. Right. So we're happy to do this collaboration both for Teen Stock, the production of Newsies, and for University, and we're looking forward to hopefully many more years down the road of collaborations.
Now, you said you're music director. So what's the music director's responsibilities then?
So this year, the music director in general is in charge of all of the voices and the accompaniments for the show. This year, we are happy to announce that we're going to have a live orchestra as a part of the production. And
this is what we get through the partnership. This is not something that CMW would have been able to really do on our own. This is an added bonus
awesome.
You know, we're very grateful for.
Yeah, and it's going to be professionals playing alongside students, which is a thrilling experience for them and certainly a learning experience for them.
You're just joining us talking with Adrian Glisson from the Executive Director of the Children's Music Workshop and Chris Zook from Lake Michigan College about Newsies on the Mental Center Main Stage coming up on July 12th through the 14th. And again, I'll run down tickets and information in a moment. But Chris, you brought a couple of performers in to talk with us, too, about the production.
Yes, we have with us Josh Weber, who's playing Jack in Newsies, and Max Parr, who's playing Crutchy.
I'll start, since you mentioned Josh first, I'll start with Josh. How you doing, Josh?
I'm all right, you?
Wonderful. Glad to have you. So tell me a little bit about Josh. What do you do? What grade you in? You're in college then, I take it? So
yeah, I just finished my first year of college this past semester.
You look much younger than that. That's why I said, what grade are you in?
I am on the younger side. I graduated at 17, so I was in
good
college
for you. So what are you taking up?
I was going to Western Michigan for acting. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to explore exactly what I want to do within all of that. But
you're still young. You've got time. You don't have to make a decision. You know, whatever you decide, you're probably going to do for the next 50 or 55 years of your life. So you want to make sure you find something that you enjoy, right? You know.
That's good words of advice. And I've been enjoying acting for the past couple of years. I didn't really start getting serious about it until the second semester of my sophomore year of high school.
Have you had some other acting roles prior to this one now?
Yes, I believe this is my fourth musical. I was in Music Man, Hunchback of Notre Dame, and South Pacific before this. I've been in a handful of plays, such as The Crucible, where I was John Proctor in that, and a couple of other roles in an amalgamation of different plays.
All right, so tell me about Jack, the character in Newsies, then. What does Jack do? Give us a little background.
Well, Jack is 17, and he's kind of the leader of the Newsies group, and he feels as if he's responsible for all of them, even though they've all been put in a situation that they wouldn't have asked for. So he has to put on a bit of a face for the public to see, where he's super charismatic, super courageous, and confident, which he is to an extent, but at the same time, he has a softer side where he's an artist and he likes drawing. He enjoys painting, and this is all things that he can only do when no one else is looking, because he has to take care of all these young kids.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, glad to have you here, and want to switch over to Max Parr, who plays, is it Crutchy?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So tell me about Max. What do you do? Are you in college then?
No, I actually just graduated from Lakeshore High School this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. And so are you looking to head off to college then? Have you made a decision on that, or are you still thinking?
Currently, I'm applying to Griffin Tool and Die.
Okay.
For a tool maker. My buddy has been working there for over 30 years, and he
good
offered me a job there. So,
yep, nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
So acting career, have you done some prior to this?
Yes, I have. I was also in Music Man as Tommy Gielis, who is a supporting character, and I was also one of the male leads in South Pacific, Lieutenant Cable.
So tell me about Crutchy. What's the character in Crutchy?
Crutchy is a 15-year-old kid who is basically like the younger brother to Jack. Jack kind of takes him under his wing, is kind of just there for him to look out for him. And Crutchy, I have like a hurt leg, so I'm known for having the crutch with me and being able to like dance with said crutch and just kind of get around on my own.
That makes good sense. So Newsies coming up July 12th through the 14th, part of the Children's Music Workshop in Lake Michigan College. Adrian, give us ticket information, dates, times, ticket information. How can we find out more?
Sure. So the show dates are July 12th, 13th, and 14th. The Friday and Saturday night, they're at 7 p.m. The Sunday, they are at 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults and $12 for students and seniors. And I also wanted to give a little shout out to our directing staff. Megan Francis is director of the show. Chris Zook, obviously, music director and the choreographer for this. And there's going to be some big dance numbers is Laurie Lawrence Gist from the Citadel. And our technical director is David Neidlinger, of course. And if I could just real quick also talk about our annual sponsors, of course, Lake Michigan College, 98.3 The Coast, Durham Mold, Global Mold Tech Management, and TPC Technologies, and our grantors who we would not be able to do any of this without, the Frederick S. Upton Foundation, the Bering Community Foundation, and the Bosch Community Fund.
Awesome. Newsies coming up, like she said, July 12th, 13th, and 14th. I want to thank Adrian Glisson, Executive Director of the Children's Music Workshop, Chris from Lake Michigan College, Josh Weber, and Max Parr. Thanks for coming in and bringing us up to date on this.
Thank you so much.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.